gospel according to Matthew, Katamathion. These messages from Matthew are fantastic. They are lovely. They are tremendous verses. They are things that make us think deep. Things that make us sometimes mourn. Things that make us realize who we are and what we are. The narrow gate, in verse number 13, the seventh chapter, the narrow gate. I call this the mourner's gate. The mourner's gate. And I'll explain that in just a little bit. Eis alphate, dia, tes, stenes. Piles, hote, platia, he, pile, kai, eurikoros, he, hodos, he, apagusa, eis, tain, apa, luan, kai, poloi, eisen, hoi, eis, erkomenoi, di, altes. He enters through the narrow, the stenes. That means the difficult. That word stenes there means to strain, to suffer, to be strangled. It is a type of word that means difficult. Something very difficult. The difficult gate. Because wide platea, this is where we have a wide plain. Wide the gate, and broad eurokoros. Broad is the way, the one leading unto destruction. And many they are, the ones going into through her. Literally through her, not through it, but through her. The narrow gate. Let's look at this in the Amplified Bible, this first verse here. Verse number 13. Enter through the narrow gate. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and spacious and broad is the way that leads away to destructions. And many, there are those who are entering into her. What are these two gates, anyway? What are they? The two gates that he's talking about. It's not just gates. Out here in the front of our little property in Fish Lake Valley, we have a gate. It's probably 20 feet wide. Two 10-foot swinging gates there. And it's wide because sometimes you have to bring big objects in here. We might even bring a mobile home in here one of these days or something. They're made wide so you can get things through it. Now, the religions of the world, people say that we're all trying to go to the same place, and no matter how you try to get there, the post office is the same. Whichever route you go, around this way, up, over, down, below, or whatever you do, we're all going to the same place. This is not what this says here. We are on a pathway. A pathway that leads to the Lord and to heaven. There are many pathways out there. They're wide and broad and various. It says here that because the gate is broad, eurokoros, that means it takes in a lot of area. And that area that we're talking about here is the world. The world. Now, What are the things of the world? What are they? Well, they eat, they drink, and they be merry. Is there anything wrong with eating, drinking, and being merry? No. It says, in the days of Noah, they were all eating, drinking, and marrying. But what were they supposed to do? What are you supposed to do today? What is your indictment? What is your commands? What are your marching orders today? What are they? What are those orders? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Well, what do you mean, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved? Well, in Romans the 10th chapter, it says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that you believe in your heart that He came into the world, that He was born of the Virgin, that He lived a perfect life, that He really did those miraculous things that He did in His ministry, that He was crucified by His own people, demanded to be crucified by them, that He died on that cross, that He was buried, and that He rose again. That sounds real simple, doesn't it? The Bible says, for all have sinned. Have we? Yes. You have sinned. All of us have sinned. And we have fallen short of the glory of God. We have all gone astray and we have all fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Are we all dying? Yes, we're all dying. Some of us sooner than others. We're all dying. How do you get to the right post office? How do you get to the right goal? How do you do that? It says here that the gate is narrow. Very narrow. It's not through Buddha. It's not through Muhammad. It's not through the Catholic Church. It's not through keeping the festivities in Islam that they do, the Ramadan. It's not through praying five times a day. Zoroaster's group, way before Muhammad prayed five times a day. And according to Zoroaster, he was the one prophet of God, the one mediator. That won't get you there either. How do you get there? Do you get there by saying so many Hail Marys? Do you get there by doing good? Good things. The whole world would be a better place if everybody did good things, but do good things and doing good things gets you to heaven. No. It says the pathway is extremely narrow. It's difficult. It is a place that is, you've got to squeeze through. How do you do this? This narrow gate. I call this before the mourner's gate. For if you confess with your mouth, confess what? The word confess there means homologia. So you say the same thing that God already knows. The mourner's gate. How do you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Remembering that your sins have undone you. You're undone with them. Your sins have separated you from God. But the only thing that sends you to hell is rejecting Jesus Christ as your Savior. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you mourn for your sins. Mourning is part of that gate. Being sorry for what you've done. Being sorry for what you do after you're saved. Mourning for your sins. A long time ago, when people were in, they went to churches, people preached hellfire and damnation so much back then, and they named all the sins they were doing, and there are a lot of sins in the world. Lying, stealing. Now, in the Hebrew Bible, it says, thou shalt not keep on lying, thou shalt not keep on committing false witness, perjuring yourself. Thou shalt not keep on committing adultery, thou shalt not keep on murdering and slaughtering. Thou shalt not keep on coveting. Because we all do that. These are all these terrible things in our nature. Let's go on to verse number 14 now. Hote sene he pele kai te selim mene he hodos he apa gusa eis tain zoain kai oligoi eisen hoi euriskontes autain. Because, that little word conjunction there, hote, because, little conjunction or casual particle. Because narrow, difficult, straight is that gate. So many times today, churches say, come down and accept Jesus as your Savior. Come down and accept God's gift for you. But do they say anything about changing your life? When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, when He accepts you on His merits, when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept that tremendous sacrifice that God made, it's a tremendous sacrifice that God made. Jesus Christ shed His blood for you. Now, let me tell you something. Back through the Dark Ages, when Catholicism was ruling, they used all kinds of stuff, you know. They had indulgences. Baptism was a work that got you to heaven. They invented purgatory. They could pray you out of purgatory. They had saint and image worship. They had transubstantiation and celibacy. Auricular confession. All of these things we see in church history. We see all of this. How do these things come about? This is the wide road, people. The wide road. Mm-hmm. Not the narrow one. Does anything here have anything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ dying for you? Saint and image worship? Celibacy? Purgatory? Indulgences? Nothing. They were selling pieces of Jesus' diaper, so-called. Pieces of the cross. If you had that piece of a cross, it was a miraculous working thing that could get you to heaven. That would take you through the gates of heaven, through that narrow gate, supposedly. Now let's talk about the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't want to make light of it, but I want you to understand something about the blood of Jesus Christ. They were selling drops of His blood, so to speak. And the drop and that blood would cleanse you from all sins because it was God's blood of the Son of God. His life is what cleansed you of all sins. Yes, He shed His blood. By His stripes we are healed spiritually. We look at all these things. The blood of Jesus Christ was very important, but it's the life that Jesus gave for you. He gave His life for you. And if we want to walk through that gate with Him, we must give our lives to Him. Not to get to heaven. Not to get to heaven. What do you do when you are so thankful for something? You say thank you, don't you? Because narrow is the gate. Having been made narrow the way, having been made world, there is only one way unto God, and that's through the blood and the person of Jesus Christ, through His life. The one leading unto the life. Not Thanatos, but life, Zoein. And few, oligoi, few there are the ones finding that way. How do you find that way? How do you find that way? Through the Word of God, through the preaching of the Word of God. If you're born into this world, you need to be saved. And there's only one way you're going to be saved, it's by the blood and the life of Jesus Christ. It's not by some token. It's not by some cross or crucifix. It is not by saying so many prayers. Matter of fact, not too long ago, in just a few messages ago, the Lord says, don't pray like that. Don't pray at repetition, vain repetition, over and over and over again, as the what? As the heathens do. mustering up all this stuff, but what happens to your life? You look to the Lord Jesus Christ and realize you're a sinner. That you're undone without Christ. That you're on the wrong road. You're on that wide road. That's the road the rest of the world's going in, all the religious world. And everybody says, well, I'm not too bad a guy. But you got to have a sacrifice to go through this road. And when you pick up Jesus' sacrifice, what happens to your life? What happens to your life when you go through that mourner's gate? When you have mourned for your sins and you ask the Lord to save your soul, what happens to your life? And that's the next verse. That's the next verse. This mourner's gate. Pros ekete apo ton pseudo prophaton. Altenes erikon tai prosimas en in dimasen probaton. Esothen de asen lukoi ha pages. Now it tells us something. It tells us that there's false prophets out there. That there's somebody lying to you. The world's full of liars. Thou shalt not keep on lying. But the world is full of religious liars. Full of religious liars. Prosecute, beware, hold yourself away from, is what it says. Hold yourself away from the false prophets. What is a false prophet? Someone telling you something else was above the prescription. Being salvated. In the Catholic Church, there are 7 sacraments. Even marriage is a sacrament. The holy marriage, sacrament of marriage, as they call it. The holy sacrament of marriage. Marriage is not going to get you to heaven. Baptism won't get you to heaven. The Eucharist won't get you to heaven. The Lord's Supper. Praying to Mary will not get you to heaven. Praying to some saint will not get you to heaven. These are all the wide ways. And anybody that tells you that, and tells you that Muhammad is a prophet of God, that Mary Baker Eddy is a prophet of God, or Mary Ellen White is a prophet of God, or Joseph Smith is a prophet of God, or Charles Hayes Russell is a prophet of God, or Judge Rutherford, or that they tell you that their system is the only system in this world, that they're the only ones that God is ruling, Jesus is ruling from Brooklyn, New York, and telling them exactly through the Holy Spirit what to do and what to write in their magazines. And everybody else is wrong in this world. Except they have replaced the person of Jesus Christ with a spirit and an angel. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten angel, his only begotten prophet. It says his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him and follows that narrow gate through which he is the only way. There's only one way in heaven and earth where a man must come to God, and that's Jesus Christ. The false prophets who, they come for themselves. Now look at that. Third person plural present indicative middle voice. They're inspired by the Adamic nature. By the Adamic nature, they're inspired. And not only that, but they got a helper. That great Nahash, that great serpent of old. And they come for themselves towards you in wolves, in clothes, being bound up. All right, these wolves are coming to you in sheep's clothing. In sheep's clothing. Wolves are very vicious. They're very powerful, and they kill. And they're always lurking around, like the wolf and the coyote. He's always lurking around what it may kill. There was a coyote that slipped in here a while back. Marilyn saw him. Said, look out there, and I saw him out there, and I said, don't move, stay here, don't act like you see him, nothing, turn your back on him. I ran in and got my Model 42 Winchester, and I proceeded to weight him down with buckshot. About 7 shots of it, boom, 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 boom. He was slipping in to kill my cats. foxes come in here. Foxes are really pretty. Coyotes are cute. Wolves are very beautiful. But I'm going to tell you something. They're called, they're wolves, they're foxes, and they're coyotes, and they kill. You don't put a fox in the hen house. I had a little cat out here a while back. One of Monkey's little babies. Got caught in part of the tarp out there, and it couldn't get away, and it was eaten. Its body was just devastated and chewed away by a fox. Wolves, lions, foxes, coyotes, these are all ravenous, what we might call predators. Satan is the greatest predator of all. And he uses false religion to lead you to hell. All right? They're bound up in clothes. That means that they're all dressed up in sheep clothing. But within, inside, they are wolves. Now, this word wolves there is leukoi. This is a wolves, leukoi, or leukos. And then it says the word harpages. Harpages means to rip and to tear and to snatch away, to take off. We lost four kittens. Only one, I can find any part of it. They snatched it away and they took it off and just chewed it all up. My wonderful little blue-eyed white cat out there, one of them was just chewed up. Only thing left was part of his little head. And it's part of the skeleton. A predator got it. A predator. A savage, hapages predator. Let's go to verse number 16. Apo ton karpon. Alton. Epi no seiste, autos, mete, sile gusen, apo, akandro thon, staphiles, phaphilos that is, a, apo, tribulon, sika. And then it says here, how do you know if you've been saved? How do you know if you've been saved? That's what it's talking about in this verse. From the fruit of them, you shall know for yourself then. If some false prophet comes to you, what do you hear out of him? Do you hear out of him another way besides Jesus Christ? Do they tell you that Jesus Christ isn't the Son of God, that he wasn't Jehovah of the Old Testament? Jesus Christ is the one who shall become. The word Jehovah in the Old Testament means he who shall become. The word Jesus in the New Testament, or Yahshua, means Jehovah saves. John 1:14 says, Kai halogos sarx agenito, and the word, the Jehovah fleshy became and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Are they telling you that? Are they telling you to trust in him only? Are they telling you to repent of your sins and ask God to save your soul and beg him for mercy? That mourner's gate, that narrow gate. Ye shall know for yourselves them. Not anything they gather from thorns, grapes, or from thistles, figs. Now let's go back and read this from the Amplified. From verse 13 onward. That wide way, that broad road, leads to destruction, and many are those who are entering that wide road. Remember I talked about the mourner's gate? But the gate is narrow. The mourner's gate is narrow. We, first of all, were thankful for what Jesus Christ did for us. We mourn because of his death. And we mourn because of our sins. We would be undone without Jesus. that mourner's gate. That's the gate. To look at what was done to Jesus Christ. I preached the message here a while back, and I read a Pilate's report of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, and Marilyn sat in here mourning and crying because what they did to her Savior. Can you read or can you listen to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and not mourn? He died for you. Those stripes, those nails were driven into hands because of you. It ought to make you sad. That narrow gate is the mourning gate. But the gate is narrow, contracted by pressure, and the way is straightened and compressed that leads a way to life. And few there are who find it. Jeremiah 21:8, Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19, Romans 10, verse 13, Romans 6, or 3:23 and 6:23. All of these prescriptions, road signs. There are many road signs, but only the true signs. Only with the true prophets of God are you led unto eternal life. It says here in verse number 15, and it says it very, and Jesus said this out of his mouth. Beware of false prophets who come to you dressed as sheep, but inside they are devouring wolves. Ezekiel 22 and verse 27. The wolves. The religious wolves. Those religious wolves. Those religious nightingales. Those religious mockers. It says in verse number 16, you will fully recognize them by their fruits. Do people pick grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Acantha. Thorns and thistles. No. Now, I have out here, I have some wild currants. And the wild currants have thistles on them. And there are wild blackberries that have thistles on them. And there are roses that have thistles on them. Beautiful, beautiful roses. Beautiful roses. But they have thistles on them. You know, in that Garden of Eden before we sinned into Adam, there were no thorns on roses. There were no thorns on blackberries. And what's left of that is the grapes and the fig trees. There aren't any thorns on them either. You'll fully recognize them by their fruits. Do people pick grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Is your priest, is your pastor leading you the wrong way? Aren't they? Are they leading you away from Jesus Christ and into some religion that teaches you need to do this or you need to do that or you need to do this to get to heaven? I will tell you this. The road to heaven is the narrow road. It is a mourner's gate. You mourn for what happened to Jesus and you mourn because of your sins. And you ask God to save your soul because of what Jesus did for you and because of who you are. You cannot read the Bible without mourning for your sins. Isaiah 53, Psalm 22. Psalm 22 and verse number 1. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Or Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani in Hebrew. The other was in Aramaic. It's quoted both ways in the Bible. How and why did God turn his back on the Son? Because he saw on him our sins. And when we look at Jesus on that cross at Calvary, he's not there anymore, by the way. He came down off that cross never to go back on it. He died hapax one time for you. He's not crucified daily. He's not on some crucifix in some church or outside on a cross. No, Jesus is not on the cross anymore. It's over with. But he died for you. And that knowledge of that ought to make you sorry for what you did. Sorry for your sins. You might say, I'm not such a terrible sinner. If you reject Jesus Christ as your Savior in that narrow way, you are a terrible sinner. You will go to heaven. You will go to hell because of that. Heaven, the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ's crucifixion, his death, burial, and resurrection, that he is God the Son, that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That narrow gate, that mourner's gate, have you gone through it? Have you? Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. I pray for those, my children out there. I pray that you guide me and lead them in all the ways of truth, that I feed them your words, that I feed them and I shepherd them in the right manner. Father, forgive me where I fail you, please. And I pray for all my children out there that you've given me to take care of. In Jesus' name I pray.